join me standing against a wooden hoarding in the middle of Richmond. Not that far away from where I live. Next to what's still a rather busy road. And with my back to a shop that's been empty and has been refitted out over the past year or so. However, I thought this would be quite a good spot from which to see the Olympic torch come past in about 45 minutes time. The hoarding is fairly distinctive, so there's a chance of being spotted if there's any footage of the torch's passage through the town centre here. It's got a relatively clear space at the moment. Quite a few people out. Was slightly distracted there by somebody coming to pat and speak to Vance. I've been very lenient today, letting people do it. But anyway, as I was saying, that Richmond's pretty busy. Quite a few people walking through the streets. People choosing spaces on the pavement, then deciding, presumably, that it's a long time to go, so they'll move on and find another space. Seem to be quite a few police officers about as well. Or maybe they're police community support officers, no idea. But anyway, people in sort of stripy uniforms, for want of a better term. As I can tell. You can hear the planes going into Heathrow. No change there. They seem to have been coming in at quite a frequency this morning. It operates at capacity anyway, so they probably can't squeeze that many more onto the runway. One imagines it's a pretty busy day 8 miles west from here. Anyway, they're still to close the road here, so there's still a while to go. But I'll record a bit more once we get there. It's coming up to 9:40 now. I've still got traffic on George Street. My dad, who's staying with me, had just joined me and then wandered off again. He's gone in search of the free Coca-Cola, which is meant to be being given out somewhere. Apparently they've actually parked up the Coca-Cola lorry somewhere to give it out. We've also just had the Samsung vans come through, still in the middle of the traffic. Not quite the effect I was expecting. Hopefully at some point the road will actually be shut off. Quarter to ten now, and now with Coke in little glass bottles, which are meant to be limited edition, I believe, but they look like glass bottles anyway, and they're very, very, very cold.
It says a London 2012 Olympic torch relay on the side. It says London presenting partner. Quite a little thing to keep, I think.
I'm sure there are millions of them, mind. It feels like metallic, doesn't it, actually?
It wouldn't be glass, would it?
No, is it plastic? No, it can't be plastic. It couldn't get that cold.
Yeah.
So that's flicking. That doesn't sound like glass, does it? Carbon fibre bottles, yeah. And very unhelpfully without a lid. So I'm sure we'll find some use for them.
You can put flowers in them.
Thank you. Coke bottles with flowers in. That's going to look really good.
It's an addition. Only 100-odd thousand.
I would have thought millions. I don't.
There's British Airways bringing in a few more athletes.
We're right at the hub of things here.
Yep.
Can you just hold that a sec? Still got plenty of traffic in Richmond. It's about 10 o'clock, but apparently we've just had paramedics riding down on push bikes. Just to make a change. Okay, so we've got a police motorcyclist coming down here now with a horn. And the road is finally cleared, so it's just people lining it and the occasional motorcyclist coming down. There was some awful music from down the road earlier.
Try now.
Okay. So the crowd noise is rising a bit. We have something coming down beeping its horn. What's doing the beeping?
Police car.
Oh, right, okay. Yes, here indeed comes the Coca-Cola lorry, making a lot of noise. People running past with flags. Everybody edging out into the road, further and further.
Samsung lorry.
Oh, right. Is this the one with the 3F3 then?
Yeah. On the roof,
done. Oh, right, okay. Okay, thank you. Well, the Scotchers are definitely getting their money's worth out of this.
Mm-hmm. Every opportunity.
So we've got a clear road once more, presumably just waiting for the torchbearer now. Sorry?
I'm taking a pause on that.
Okay.
So I'll do it in two sections. So.
Yeah, fine.
But then we're not really social people in the community. I've only lived here for 60 years. So I can't see a
carried, but he's
shaping
the torch
on the back. It might be a spare one. Oh, right.
Yeah, I've been watching it online. Thank you, Vance, done it. Good boy. So, that was it. Flame going past. I think I saw it, not sure. That's it then.
That's it, yeah.
Can they send it round again?
Get over here.
Because I was marshalling, and what they did in Hastings, all the big lorries and stuff,
yes,
all went off down the seafront, and the torch came through the precinct.
Oh, right, okay.
So I didn't
see it all.
Yeah. Union Jack out the window.